knows which movies make you laugh and which ones make you cry. If you love films, then Dean's your guy. So grab yourself some popcorn. He will not talk about hard points.
You're laughing at that, Dane?
Well, the hard porn reference.
Dean insists that there be little to no discussion of hard pornography during a segment. We try to honor that. Hi, Dean. How are you?
One of these weeks, though. That's all I'm going to do.
Yep.
Just nothing.
Which week is that? It's Sweeps Week, I hope.
Week. Oh, we'll be promoting it heavily. Don't worry. Tune in for Dean's final day on WGN as he talks about...
That'll be something. I can't wait. That's going to be great.
Is Anna there yet?
No, she'll be here later on. Dane is filling in. Dane Neal is filling in for Anna, but she'll be by later on.
Dane Neela Balaval?
Yeah, Dane Neela Balaval.
I like it. Yeah. We ever become like, you know, reverse conjoined twins. They're usually separating them. Nobody's coming together.
Did she seem nervous today, Dean, that she was coming
in? She's very excited.
Yeah? We can't wait to have her. Yeah, she's a lot of fun.
She's super excited. Yep. She's told me she was going to go have some soup and then come down to you.
Isn't it funny that for some of us, on a day where we're highly excited, soup seems to be the food of choice?
I think it's like a comfort...
soothing.
Kind of thing, right?
It is.
It's a liquid... It's like a sedative,
yeah,
right?
It's a liquid sedative. Yeah.
It would just make me belchy. I don't like to eat anything before I go on the
No. You got to focus, right?
I get belchy.
Yeah. No, that's nothing to apologize for. Some people are like that.
720W. It's not good.
I get belchy. Sounds like the name of a comedy tour.
Doesn't it? It really does. All right. I hate to be... I don't want to be sad, but something sad has happened, and I'll explain. An actor named Michael Massey has died. He was 61 years old, and it's a name that most people won't probably be very familiar with, Michael Massey, although an incredible body of work over the years. But he's known for an incident that is really one of the darkest incidents in entertainment history.
Yeah,
Dave.
They may not know his name, but the second that we explain why he's for what he's best known, you'll go, oh, yeah, that guy. He is the guy that accidentally shot and killed Brandon Lee, the son of
Bruce Lee. Yeah.
When they were making their film The Crow, which, hard to believe, I had to look up the date on this.
How long ago?
It didn't seem like 22 years ago.
Oh, wow.
But it's 22 years, 1994.
Yeah.
It was a malfunctioning gun. That was used. It wasn't even supposed to be part of that moment. At the last minute, the director had him use it, and turned out to be a fatal shot that put Brandon Lee first in surgery, didn't die immediately, but then died while in surgery later on. So you're right. One of the weirdest and darkest moments in film history. Really, I guess if you consider... how many death scenes we see, how many gunfights, disembowelments of, you know, horrible things that we see in the movie.
Yeah.
I guess it's a little surprising that there aren't more accidents that take place. Thank goodness there isn't. But this is definitely one of the most famous. Just in going back and remembering this, I was looking at some of the details. Bruce Lee was only 28 years old when this happened.
Brandon Lee.
Brandon Lee was only 28 when all of this happened. So strange. No details on the death of Michael Massey. They haven't released any information about his death except his age.
Well, Dean, and I was wondering, Bill and I were talking about it beforehand, is that, you know, Brandon Lee had not made very many, if any, other movies, right? And why this many years later, it's still one of those things. I kind of liken it in a completely different way, but the similarities is because, you know, we lost, you know, Bruce Lee very young and, of course, an iconic presence. And then it's kind of like the JFK Jr. situation, where there was so much like maybe potential or promise, or people were looking for things that he would do. And that's kind of why we remember Brandon Lee.
Yeah, I think sadly it's because of this bizarre death, you know, that we remember him. He really only did maybe, I don't even think 10 movies, probably more in the 5 to 7 range.
Yeah.
Did some television, did very, very little. But it's because of this bizarre, the bizarre manner in which he lost his life that, you know, people will always remember. That's the such creepy part.
The sad byproduct of this is the actor who we're discussing, who just passed away, Michael Massey, was never really the same. I know he took a long break from show business because of this, and he certainly was not to blame. The props department that loaded up the charges in this gun thought they put a certain amount of charge in it, and it ended up being sadly enough to kill him. But Michael Massey took this very, very seriously and really had a hard time rebounding from this.
Yeah, he took off about a year, saying that he just couldn't deal with acting. And honestly, he said in an interview a couple of years ago, he had done actually a lot of television work way after the accident, that this is something that really still haunts him every single day. Yeah. You can imagine how somebody must feel when something like that happens. But he was on quite a few television shows, quite a few dramas, Supernatural, and a whole variety of the evening dramas that you see. A very well-known character actor that you'd recognize his face instantly if you saw it. But unfortunately, what people will remember of him forever will be his involvement in this horrible accident.
His credits include 24, The X-Files, Supernatural, House, Rizzoli and Isles, Blacklist. He has quite a body of work. And his story is very similar, Brandon Lee's, to another actor, John Eric Hexum, who was also in a similar situation doing a television show with Jennifer O'Neill, I believe. And he was shot by a prop gun, and he lost his life.
Yeah, pretty horrible.
Awful, awful.
You may remember that time Steve Cochran and I were goofing around with
Super Soaker.
The Super Soaker that I thought was not as super as it turned out to be.
I remember.
And Steve, let's just say Steve was singing soprano for quite a few days.
A long time.
I don't want to. We don't need to get any.
No,
like,
don't be
too
more specific.
Details,
no, that's fine.
It was not good for.
Nope. Nope. Dean Richards is here. We're talking entertainment. We're talking movies. There's some films opening up this weekend that you need to know about. Stick around. It's Bill Leff and Dane Nealon for Wendy, along with Dean Richards on WGN. Dean Richards is here, along with myself and Dane Neal, who's sitting in for Wendy. No?
Did I hear you just say that the Cubs are in the World Series?
Dean, it's in the paper today.
I did not see the newspaper today.
Yes.
I did not have a chance to. When did this happen?
Well, it's been brewing for quite a while.
It's been going on a while.
I'll be darned.
Yeah.
That Sean Dunstan must have really done
it. No, Sean Dunstan no longer plays for the Cubs.
Oh.
He is done.
Still. I am way behind.
That's all right. You're a busy man.
I'm sorry.
You have nothing to apologize for.
I'm sure Manny Trio's involved somewhere, though.
Yes, he is. Manny
Andre Dawson?
The Hawk is still doing fine.
Oh, that's good.
He's fine. Am I reading this right? Raven Simone is doing a reboot of That's So Raven? Is that true?
This breaking news.
Put the Cubs on hold for a minute.
Never mind the Cubs.
That's So Raven is coming back.
Never mind paying $200 to get into the Cubby Bear. Raven Simone is rebooting That's So Raven, the Disney show that really put her on the map. 2003 to 2007, really popular Disney Channel show. And, she's been on The View for a couple of years now.
Yes.
She's going to be leaving The View. Mm-hmm. Sorry to break that to you so suddenly. Yeah. I know you're a big fan of her hairdos every day. I know
yes.
I am.
Yes.
But they're going to be bringing back the show. She will play a divorced mother of two preteens.
I bet they're precocious.
Going through.
Do you think they will be?
Precocious life situations, probably very similar to what Raven Simone herself went through when she was a child.
I can imagine.
It's a great day for television.
The hijinks will ensue. Now, Dean, you have your hand on the pulse of so much. Has America been calling for this? Is this kind of well anticipated?
Kidding me? That's all America's been talking about.
Dean, you know me. I'm not a religious man, but I have prayed for this on a nightly basis.
Netflix, Schmeckflix.
Yeah.
All of these House of Cards.
Yep.
See ya. Game of Thrones.
There's a new champion in town.
Later. Yep. That's So Raven is about to return.
Well, it proves that miracles happen.
That's right.
That's what it proves.
They have not announced, you haven't asked, but they have not announced a date of when.
You know why? Because the world would panic.
Well, they're working out the merchandising, right? Whoever has the rights to the action figures, right?
Sure,
right.
McDonald's.
Where the money is.
Working out some sort of Raven Happy Meal.
Oh, I hope you're right. I hope you're right. Well, that's good news. That's great news.
A little
is what
quarter
that is.
Pounder with an orange hair bun.
Mmm.
Yum.
Now our mouths are watering. All right, tell us about some movies. I know Moonlight is coming out this weekend. What is Moonlight?
Moonlight is, first of all, there's this Tom Hanks movie Inferno. It's the
oh, yeah.
the third in the Da Vinci Code saga. I haven't seen it yet. They imagine this movie studio gall. These West Coast movie studios shows the Inferno on the night of the first game of the World Series.
No, you can't do that.
I had to make a choice as a film critic, a dedicated film critic.
Yeah.
Do I go see a movie that's opening so I can report on it, or do I watch the first game of the World Series, which is what I did?
Good. Good choice.
So I'll see Inferno tonight, and I'll be able to report. It's not getting good reviews from people who did go and see it. So that is unfortunate for Ron Howard, who directs it, and Tom Hanks, who... except for being a Cleveland Indians fan, used to be one of my favorite actors.
I thought Dean was going to say it's not getting good reviews from the Illuminati.
Oh, yeah, right. They wouldn't
sure,
like this
I'm
movie
sure the
at
Illuminati
all.
Is not, I'm sure they're not a fan of it. Maybe they're the ones that arranged for this movie to be shown on the night of the World Series. I hadn't really thought about the conspiracy angle.
Hmm.
But this movie that's called Moonlight, this is a remarkable, remarkable movie. It's a small film that's been getting a little buzz in the film festival circuit. It played last night at the Chicago Film Festival, but is easily one of the most powerful films of the year. It is it's a movie that's based on a stage play that's called In the Moonlight, Black Boys Look Blue.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a story by a alum of DePaul, theater school at DePaul, ensemble member at Steppenwolf Theater Company. And he wrote this play just strictly as a biographical piece, as being a young boy growing up in a drug-riddled area of Miami. Nothing but violence, nothing but drugs. His mother was a crackhead. He was pretty much completely neglected as a young boy. Who was going through confusion about his own sexual identity when he was little. He thought he might be gay. He wasn't sure if he was gay.
Mm-hmm.
The kids at school thought that he was gay. He went through a devastating childhood in every single way possible. And what this movie is, to call it a coming-of-age movie, I think doesn't really do it justice. It shows... this young man's life at three different stages of his life, as like a 10-year-old, as a teenager, dealing with virtually no family, virtually no support system behind him, virtually no role models, virtually nothing, just the saddest and most difficult life, nonstop bullying, nonstop violence, nonstop drugs, and then finally as an adult. It's a touching movie about this young man's story about growing up, this coming-of-age story, and trying to find some direction, trying to find some love in the world someplace, not being able to find it. But even bigger than just the story of this young man, really what I took away from this film is that it's a film about anybody who felt like they did not fit in someplace when they were little. That's really what this movie is about. And I think why it's resonating so much with people from all different areas, not just African-American audiences. It's a film about anybody who didn't fit in with their schoolmates. It's a film for people the adults in their life were not able to relate or support or show love or show affection in their lives. It's somebody who's a story about somebody who is still trying to figure out life as an adult.
Yeah.
Powerful performances. Not especially well-known actors in this film. Incredibly strong performances, though. Not a super big director in this film.
Mm-hmm.
Barry Walker is his name. He's done a couple of other films. But it's so moving and so touching, such a beautiful story that is at times incredibly difficult to watch, but I think mostly will leave you with a positive feeling, will leave you with a feeling of hope that if you are somebody who feels like you're a little bit different, you'll feel like you're not alone.
Well, this sounds great. Wow. And Dean's List on Moonlight is what?
I'm giving it a Dean's List A.
I love it.
Wow. Yeah. This is one of these movies that, you go to see a movie and it stays with you for a couple of days.
Yeah.
This one, it's like when you go to see an incredible piece of stage work, a piece of theater that touches you so deeply, that's what this movie does. It's the rare movie that's able to make that kind of translation from stage to film, but this one does it really successfully.
Good.
It's called Moonlight. It's only in a handful of theaters, but definitely worth seeing.
Worth finding.
High praise.
Dean, thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
Enjoy Anna Balaval.
The world does. She's the world's sweetheart.
I'm going to go get some soup, and then I'm going to listen.
That's the best way to do it.
I'm going to try to track with her, because I know she's eating soup right now.
Always, always. Dean, thank you. Have a good weekend.
I'll see you guys.
That's Dean Richards. That's who that is. Stick around. We will make the transformation into the afternoon business lunch next. It's Bill and Dane in for Wendy on WGN.